course, the game we've mostly been talking about is the Socceroos match against Syria, which they got home
out of jail.
And there's been some criticism of Ange Postecoglou. There's been suggestions from Ange that there's been an agenda run within the media. Our man Robbie Slater has been right in the thick of it, just as he was as a player, so too as a commentator. So we'll get his latest thoughts on that, which you can read, by the way, in today's Sunday Telegraph. G'day, Robbie.
Hello, boys. How you doing?
Yeah, morning, Rob.
Yeah, well, mate. Tell us about this article. Tell us about where it comes from. And tell us about the change you think you've seen in Ange Postecoglou over the course of the last, well, since he's made these tactical changes to the Socceroos.
Yeah, look, I mean, everyone's seen it. Everyone's been talking about it. And I don't know. It's a strange one. Look, we've all decided that, that it's just very, very strange. And but it, you can certainly pinpoint it back to that Iraq game where he changed the system and, you know, went to a back three over a back four where the back four had been very successful. As I said, they're winning the Asian Cup. And, yeah, where we criticised it because we drew that game 1-1 against Iraq. We were lucky to draw it. And from that point on, we were in some ways lucky to get quite a few. Sorry, I'm just getting rid of the three-year-old. It's got to be done.
Absolutely. Priorities here, Rob.
You know, he didn't like it. He didn't like the Christmas. It's almost like he dug his heels in and the media became the enemy. He created a bit of a siege mentality, which quite often happens. Rarely smiled. I mean, if you've seen Ange smile in the last 9 months. Actually, I think I saw him smile last night in the derby. There was a shot of him with Kevin Muscat on the ground. But and the Socceroos mirrored that, to be honest. No one looks happy. And this has dragged on now for 9 months and you know, culminated in the Syria game. Of course, we scraped through and we've got to play Honduras. And now all of a sudden he's going to quit. And, you know, and I hear, which I think is bizarre, that some of that is due, you know, to the criticism, particularly from myself and Mark Bosnich. I find that difficult to believe.
That's extraordinary.
I really do. There's got to be something else.
And
for that story by David Davidovich, who leaked it, well, not leaked it, sorry, published it at the day after the Syria game where we qualified for the next round, I thought was ordinary. And I don't know who leaked it, but it was fairly ordinary for it to be brought out on that day when we should have been talking about the game and Cahill's heroics. But we didn't. And now all of us were talking about is Postecoglou, and that speculation's going to go on now because there's no, you know, they made one statement from David Gallop at the FFA and one statement from Postecoglou that cleared nothing up. In fact, it only fueled, well, it only made you believe their statements when you read them, but, you know, it's true.
Yeah, it is bizarre to use your word, Robbie, and it must be playing on the players' minds as well because they've got the Honduras games coming up, and but who will coach them if they do make the World Cup? It's bizarre.
It is. No, yeah, your guess is as good as mine. And will it happen? If we beat Honduras, will he turn around? And, well, he doesn't have to turn around and say, I'm staying, because he hasn't really confirmed that he's going. And he certainly hasn't said that he's staying, which I find bizarre. Because, look, if it's not true, you come out straight away and say, look, you know, this claim is false. You know, I'm here for now. We're going to Honduras. And that's it. It's all over. But the statement is he was in charge until the Honduras games. And then that was it. And he's off. Anyway.
Is it a separate problem, Robbie, that the Socceroos had to rely on an ageing warrior in Timmy Cahill to get us to the next stage of qualification?
Of course it is. And it's not only that game.
No.
The whole campaign, Tim Cahill finished top goal scorer by some distance in the whole confederation. So that's the group where Iran qualified and we ended up playing Syria, that group. And Group B where we were with Japan and all the other games we played. And counting the Group A phase, because it was first group of phase of qualifying and the second. So he's the top goal scorer from the whole confederation. Mate, what are we going to do when he's gone? Because the last decade, how many times he's saved us is incredible. The Asian Cup, you remember his two fantastic goals against China in the semi-final. Mate, he's, you know, his legacy, you know, you talk it's about legacies and eras. Well, the last decade's been Tim Cahill's era.
Exactly. Why was Aaron Moy starting on the bench?
Oh, Robbie. There's another decision. Yeah. Just bizarre. Our best player, he was man of the match in the first leg against Syria and Malaysia.
Was he injured, you know, sick, anything? I couldn't work it out because he's our most creative player.
No, not injured. But, and he's proved that he wasn't injured because after 11 minutes, Brad Smith got injured and he came on.
Yeah. That's right.
So it was just bizarre. You know, you can't say he's an older player. Like if you play Timmy in Syria, you know, it's pretty hard, 38-year-old, to back up 5 days later, but not someone like Aaron Moy, who's 26 or whatever it is. But, it was another bizarre decision, which you dare not ask why. It's just what Ange does.
Mm. It just looks like, if we go to the A-League, it just looks like this Melbourne City side is, you know, with their new manager there and the ownership model that they have, just building to something, Robbie.
Yeah, no, look, I wasn't sure. Warren Joyce was hardly a massive appointment in respect to the name, okay?
Yeah.
And we know Melbourne City are, you know, Manchester City, they got all the money and all the contacts in the world, but certainly his track record, he's got a lot of experience, obviously being at Manchester United. For many, many years he was his manager at Wigan. I just wasn't sure, and I wasn't sure about their recruitment, but they've started off the season, you know, very, very well. A good win against a disappointing Brisbane in the first round, and, you know, a big win in the derby, and deserve it as well. Look, one thing I've noted, and it's going to be a tough time for our Socceroos, if you look at Milligan and Troisi coming back into the side last night, they look tired. And that's what these playoff games do. They're going to have to travel to Honduras. It's only going to get worse for them.
Mm.
So victory, in a little bit of trouble in that respect. And Barbarossa is the same because he's travelling for New Zealand. But take nothing away from City. Really good performance and victory. Well, it's the first time since, I think, 2005, 2006. I think it was the first season that they've lost two home games in a row. So,
And they've got a tough game next week against Adelaide in Adelaide too.
Yeah, that's Robbie, right. So. Adelaide's away. Things aren't going to get easier for victory. And Brisbane Roar also losing two games in a row. They lost at Suncorp. So, yeah, some difficult games and difficult times ahead for victory in respect to their international players.
Robbie, did you get much of a chance to watch the Wanderers yesterday and what you make of their performance?
I watched the whole game.
Yeah, what did you make of their performance? Yeah,
not very good. Mariners were very good and actually could have and probably should have won the game.
Mm.
You know, they had a pretty good win. They had a good hour the week before, the Wanderers. But, yesterday they looked pretty flat, to be honest.
Yeah.
And spotless doesn't seem to do them any favours. I know they won last week, but they didn't play well yesterday, and as I said, the Mariners bounced back after getting thrashed by Newcastle 5-1 the week before, and they were pretty good. But, you know, for Wanderers, not a disastrous result. Kicked off the season with 4 from 6, so not too bad.
Let's go to the EPL Super Clash between Liverpool and Manchester United. Yeah. Nil all after 90 minutes there, but Man City 7-2 over Stoke City and now sit atop alone of the Premiership table.
Yeah, talk about the entertainers.
Mm.
Look how many goals this guy.
It's incredible, isn't it?
29 goals in 8 games, probably, they've scored so far.
I know. Mm. They can't seem to just go and win a game 2-1 or 2-0.
Sneak one in an injury time or something like that, yeah.
It's 5-6s and now 7s. And the thing impressive from their performance was that 6 different goal scores, 7 different goal scores.
Mm.
Yeah. Or was it 6? Sorry, I think I've got it wrong. No, I've got 7 different goal scorers.
7 individual scorers.
Sane, Sterling, Jesus, the 2 silvers.
The silvers, yeah.
Yeah, like, unbelievable. Mm. And
Zazu scored 2.
Sorry?
Zazu scored 2.
That's right, he did score 2.
Mm. Yep.
And Sterling scored after him. But, look, an amazing result. And the only thing here is who's going to stop Manchester City? Mm. They look unstoppable at the moment.
Their
forward line, Jesus and Sane, have progressed so much from last season. And the new Silva is a terrific footballer. And they are a bit, you know, because they attack so much, they do leave themselves open a bit. But wow, when you're scoring goals like this.
And they've only had
four. When you've got seven goals and Aguero's not on the score sheet, you know things are going well.
Yeah.
It's amazing when you say that, Robbie, because they've only had the four goals scored against them so far. They are a juggernaut, aren't they?
Yeah.
Man U, 0-0 against Liverpool, which so Jimmy and I are loggerheads here this morning. Hey, Robbie, what about this evening's game? Sydney FC got off their campaign off their tile defence, that 1-0 win last week. They take on
Wellington.
Wellington.
At Allianz this afternoon at 7 p.m.
Yeah, look, they should be too good for Wellington. Draw Wellington to kick off over the ditch against Adelaide.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Sydney with the win in the big blue down in Melbourne, which, look, wasn't their greatest performance, but what's good about this Sydney side is they just know how to grind out a result when they're not at their best. And, you know, 1-0 down there in Melbourne.
Mm.
At home, this side, I can't see them dropping points against Wellington.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm. What about quick tip, Jets v Glory?
Jets, Perth have got a pretty good record. I mean, it's always strange the way the way history goes in the A-League, but I'm going to go against history and I'm going to say the Jets, after that performance last week, I think they're a different team this season and I think they'll get the win.
Fantastic. Terrific. Good on you, Rob. We'll speak next week.
Good on you, boys.
Thanks, Rob.
There he is, Robbie Slater. You can see him on Fox Sports covering all of the A-League. The Jets, 225, 375 the draw, 290 for Perth Glory. And Sydney FC, very short, $1.35. Wellington, $8, and the draw is $5. And you could do the all up there, Jets into Sydney FC, to get yourself a bit of value.
This afternoon, yep.
Yeah.